Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in its 19th year. I'm Frank Legato. I'm editor of Global Gaming Business Magazine. This podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com. Today, we're featuring one of the top slot makers in the industry, Every Holdings. Our guest today is Dean Ehrlich, who is Executive Vice President and Games Business Leader for Every. Welcome, Dean.
Thank you very much, Frank. Appreciate it. And again, thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
You had a huge collection of games at G2E this year, as usual. As we move into 2024, have there been standouts?
We just recently launched four additional cabinets, and they like literally have just gone out in the field. So, the numbers on them out of the gate have been very good. Some of them even higher than I would have expected, especially from our Dynasty Soul cabinet. But they really have just gotten out and just having less than, 30 days worth of performance data. It's hard to, say what we, think long-term this thing's going to be. But I could tell you this, the last time that we launched a multitude of new cabinets, we've had a tremendous amount of success, and it really has ramped up our company and put us in a different position. And I don't expect anything differently from the release of all these new cabinets as well.
And what has this Dynasty hardware collection given you as far as versatility to formulate a product plan?
What I would say the easiest way to frame it out is that having a similar chassis and being able to iterate on the differences in screen sizes and all sorts of, above, the playing area, those types of areas as well, has been really where we've seen the most benefit. Because if you were to design a cabinet from scratch on each of these and just build it from the ground up, it's a lot more complex. It's something we started building upon in the Empire series, but we've always had to make modifications depending on, whether it's a larger or smaller, for example, portrait type screen size that we've had to modify the chassis. So it's more extensive work, right? So if you do it all up front, basically, and let's say iterate for the biggest and largest form factor on that respective chassis, working backwards makes it much more easier. And that's really the learnings from as we've evolved into putting more and more cabinets out into the market.
That's interesting. So it's kind of a plug and play. You just put the top on the same base, no matter what iteration of the cabinet you're doing.
Yeah, that and the extent of which the merchandising on the side of the cabinets and things of that nature has to kind of go hand in hand. It's not, if I were to ask my hardware leader the same question, he would not say it's as simple as just the Granimal versions of mixing and matching, video panels and whatnot. There's a little bit more to it, but having that chassis there really does make a huge difference to be able to support any of the other, going from larger form factors to Dynasty View, much more simplistically.
Now, no Every interview is complete without talking about steppers. I love your steppers. You've been known for quality steppers for quite a while now. How has the Dynasty dynamic format enhanced that, and what does it add to the classic stepper form?
I would look at it a little differently, Frank. I mean, to me, it's it doesn't really fit that traditional, what I'd call high denomination standard mechanical that we've really become very well known for. This I would say is it's a hybrid, right? It's got its mechanical element to it for sure, but it also has a much larger presence of a video format as well. And I think that, it's for us, it's really a new category. It's something that we haven't been into, and it's very different from some of the other, transmissive products of the past that really focused more so on that mechanical experience first with some designing, you know, outside of the reels and changing the reels virtually from the reel glass and whatnot with that type of technology. This obviously does that, but has such a much more larger element of a portrait cabinet presence there that I do think, in my humble opinion, that it'll be more so video first with a little twist on having the actual mechanical reel element to the cabinet.
Okay, great. Now, I'd like to talk brands a little bit. You've built up some great proprietary brands, and you have strong licensed brands as well. What's your philosophy going forward on balancing the two?
Well, we obviously look at both. You know, you got to iterate on your internal brands, and those that have the most success, you continue to perpetuate. But we continuously look for solid third-party brands and licenses out there as well. So what you'll see, especially as we move forward, you'll see a couple of new third-party licenses that we haven't announced yet that will be coming soon. Some bigger, some mid-level. But most importantly, I think it is a balance of both. There is so many more with respect to this industry of internal brands that have really began to resonate with that player where, you know, the market itself is continue to iterate on. I think we're obviously going to do much of the same. But, you know, anytime there's a license that augments our play mechanic or game design element to it, that we will make sure that we try to take advantage and secure those types of licenses as well.
One of my favorites as far as the licensed brands from Every is the Mask, and you've come out with an extension of that. How has that fared with customers, and how does the extension distinguish itself from the original versions we saw a few years ago?
So that was one of your earlier questions of new cabinets that have just been released. The Mask on Dynasty Soul Sync just launched literally at the end of December. So it's brand new, you know, no performance information at all because it is that brand new.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say we distinguish our brands, if you look at it independently, by A, designing on different cabinets and form factors, and B, just making sure we don't do a direct clone or using exactly the same play elements from one version to the other. Something new always needs to be introduced that plays itself to the character of that respective third-party license.
Mm.
You know, you don't really have to look any further than our Smokin' Hot Stuff license that we've had for years, that we basically developed on almost every single one of our cabinets. And they all have a different flavor and feel to it, but stays tried and true to the license itself. Mm-hmm. So similar to that strategy with the Mask, I mean, we've launched it on DCX. This one finally coming on Dynasty Soul Sync that just launched are very different games.
Now, in addition to proprietary brands like Smoke and Hot Stuff, which has been very strong for you, I've always loved the brands that you've come out with, radical new version, new ideas that don't depend on reels. Can you give me an idea of how you're extending this strategy? It's going to be a regular swim lane now, is it?
Well, we've been known for that for quite a few years, right? Ever since, you know, starting out with Lightning Zap, you know, and Crush and so forth, right? So, I mean, our goal is to continue to do at least, you know, I would say a few of those a year,
mm-hmm.
right? Just, you know, obviously are not the easiest thing to come up with.
Right.
It's got to be in somebody's DNA within our game studio structure, and it is. There's no doubt about it. There's people that, you know, have a panache for trying to create that next category killer, if you will. And so, I mean, you're going to continue to see, I'd say, a few of these on an annual basis. They're constantly in our roadmap, and it's something that our customers have become very accustomed to seeing and putting on a floor, just to give a new flavor of differentiation out there that's not just similar to most of the other existing play elements that one would go up to a slot machine and see.
Okay, what are your priorities this year as far as moving your product plan forward and cultivating all these various forms of games?
Well, the easy answer would be, or at least my expectations is, it's all of them. Standard video, standard mech, premium video, premium mech. It's why we design over 80 games.
Right.
If you're going to be one of the bigger providers out there, you really do have to play in all of those respective product categories. And if you don't do one particularly well, it really does hurt the opportunity of attaining the growth that, obviously becoming a double digit and north provider, in my opinion, is required in order to get there.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the bigger picture, what do you think are the most important factors in moving Everi's market share, ship share forward in the coming years?
I would say for us, it's, first, there's just a lot more competition that's out there in mm-hmm. all the different categories. I mean, even on the mechanical reel side and the high denomination side that a couple of our competitors have done a very good job of bringing their products forward. So it's, in my opinion, I think the standard video side, obviously the biggest part of the pie that casino operators are bringing to their floor. We have to continue to move the needle forward with our product. And I think that one, would be, that's the biggest factor that would help us get beyond currently where we're at right now. And I think with our new cabinet that's launched, some initial numbers, the theme bandwidth that we have, especially coming out of the gate and really going forward, will put us in a good position to secure much more of that ship share in that, in the standard video category than we've done, I would say, over the last couple of years.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being on the podcast today, Dean. And I'm sure we'll run into each other soon at some of the big trade shows that are coming up.
Absolutely. And again, thank you very much, Frank, for having me. It's always always an honor and a pleasure to spend any time I can with you. And thanks again.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments. Learn more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at pavilionpayments.com. To learn more about the topic we just discussed, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.